USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The suspect in a shooting at a shopping mall in Allen, Texas this afternoon is dead. Shots were fired at the Allen Premium Outlets, a suburb of Dallas. The mall was evacuated, with at least 9 people being transported to area hospitals. Elaine Panicaro tells me she was just doing a day of shopping with her daughter.
The first, set of pops definitely sounded further away, and then, within seconds, the second set of shots was pretty much directly in front of us.
Multiple victims, including children, are being reported, although the number of dead is not known. The president is coming to his son's defense.
President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of possible federal charges. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said,
"First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him."
The Washington Post has reported the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and the income he received from serving on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. I'm John Schaefer.
Biden is sending troops to prepare for the expected surge in migrants crossing the border when Title 42 expires in just a matter of days. In addition to the troops, Biden says he's sending judges and other officials to help determine who's allowed to enter the U.S. Madge is the winner of this year's Kentucky Derby. Two Phils and Angel of Empire round out the top three. It was a race that was marred by tragedy. Two horses running in preliminary races on Saturday had to be euthanized. A day of celebration in the streets of London as King Charles III has officially been crowned. The coronation comes nearly 8 months after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. Prince Harry attended the coronation, however, his wife, Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, remained in California. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New documents, including deposition video, are being released in former President Trump's civil case. In the video of Trump's deposition, he is seen mistakenly identifying a woman in a picture as his ex-wife, Marla Maples, rather than as his accuser, writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump is being sued by Carroll for sexual battery and defamation over an alleged sexual assault in the 1990s. It pays to be a whistleblower.
The largest sum ever paid out by the Securities and Exchange Commission to a whistleblower, $279 million, has been awarded to someone who provided important information in an enforcement action, although the agency did not say who or what case it involved. The previous record was less than half of that, $114 million in 2020. The money comes from a fund set up by Congress and financed through sanctions issued by the SEC. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is racing to the top of the box office this weekend. Marvel's latest superhero film brought in over $48 million on opening day and is on pace to take in up to $120 million by Sunday. As King Charles III got the crown placed on his head Saturday, several celebrities were in attendance to watch the ceremony at Westminster Abbey, including Emma Thompson, Judi Dench, Lionel Richie, and Katy Perry, Variety reports. NBA playoffs, the Heat take a 2-1 lead in their Eastern semis, downing the Knicks by 19 points. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.